got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We've been doing radio for a while, but we've been very excited to bring you the Vegetable of the Year Awards for 2022.
Yes, the Veggie of the Year Awards. It's the most prestigious award that can be given out on radio, Tim. And this Friday, we will have the 2022 Veggie of the Year crown.
We always find ourselves asking each other, if we don't reward vegetables, who will?
Who will?
So we're going to do it.
It's a responsibility and, to be honest, a little bit of a burden.
It is a huge burden. So some nominations we've had over the last few days. Brussels sprouts, asparagus, spinach, lettuce, potato. We had some on Instagram, Jess. What did we have?
We had broccoli thrown into the mix.
Is that inclusive? It wouldn't be inclusive of broccolini, would it?
No. They said good old broccoli was the nomination. You can still put your nominations in at K-Rock Geelong. I would like to nominate Tim.
We have been very quiet on our personal nominations.
We got this a couple of times on the Instagram, which I was very pleased about because it means I'm on the right track. I believe corn is the vegetable of the year for 2022.
Wow. Now, are you sure your brain's just not remembering that song on TikTok?
Well, that was like, corn! The song that was on TikTok was completely true. It's corn. It's beautiful. It has so many uses.
It's a fresh chunk with knobs. Yeah.
You can make popcorn out of it. You can have it.
It has the juice.
It has the juice, Tim. Corn is my nomination for veggie of the year for 2022.
Bold. Mine, very quick answer to why I'm nominating this. Cabbage for me.
Cabbage.
Cabbage came to the rescue of lettuce for KFC.
Oh, that's a good point, Tim.
And cabbage is so... Everyone was like, oh, they're putting cabbage in the burgers at KFC.
Do you know what? It made it better.
It was way better. Cabbage literally shook me to my core this year.
Put it on the list, Tim.
Now, we've been also hearing from the Brekkie guys and Ben from Workdays. We had Tom with asparagus. We've had Ben with Brussels sprouts. Today, we've got Loggy's nomination for Veggie of the Year.
My favourite vegetable is definitely onion. And I know that Tom doesn't like it when I say onion because I don't say it correctly. But onion is a great little vegetable. And you know what? I was told not to eat it because it's high FODMAP, but I don't care. It's worth the bloating. It puts taste on everything. You can have it raw. You can have it red, white. You can have the green ones. You can have it little. You can have a big one. It's just so versatile. It's in everything. And put a bit of butter on there with some garlic. Now, that's wog cooking. So onion is my favourite vegetable. And what a year. What a year for the onion and me.
Yes, congratulations, Loggy.
Now I want onion to win just so I can hear Loggy say onion again.
Yeah, it's wrong, Log. But onion is very reliable to me. I'm growing. Yeah. I've got probably 20 onions ready in my garden, ready to go.
So. Tim, I'll take some of those onions. I'll take you up on those.
It's onion, actually, Jess.
Onion.
There you go. More
onion
nominations.
Onion is on the list.
Yep. You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And every single Wednesday we put a challenge to one another. Jess, this week it's your turn to figure out the 60-second celebrity.
K-Rock. Tim and Jess.
OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Oh my God. Am I going to be able to figure out the celebrity? Yep.
So celebrities, they're everywhere. They're always doing something and they're always in the news. In particular, we like to go, all right, take it in turns each week, trying to figure out which celebrity is in the other person's brain. Jess, this week I've picked the celebrity. You've got 60 seconds, yes or no questions only, and 3 guesses maximum to figure out who it is.
I'm excited. Let's get into it.
Before I tell everyone else except for you when you block your ears. All I'll say is that I'm going to say this is like level 5 hard.
Oh.
Level 5 hard, but this is a name that everybody knows.
Okay.
Take off your headphones and I'll tell everyone else. Block your ears and look away.
No.
Look away. Today's 60-second celebrity is legendary film director Steven Spielberg. All right.
Okay. I have no idea.
Your time starts after the first question. I have full faith in you that you're going to be able to try. If you get this, this is ultimate. Like
This is next level.
This is cream of the crop.
All right. Am I male?
Yes.
Am I American?
Yeah, I believe so.
Am I a actor?
No.
Have I been on TV?
Yes.
Have I been in movies?
Yes.
Or am I also a musician?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Have I been on TV lately?
I don't think so.
Okay. Am I a presenter?
No.
okay, I'm an actor and I'm American and I'm male.
You're not acting. You've acted, but it's definitely not the thing you do.
Okay.
30 seconds.
Am I a business person?
No. Well, technically, yes.
Oh, God.
I know.
Ryan Seacrest?
15 seconds.
Am I in reality TV?
No. 10 seconds.
I don't know any American men. James Corden?
5, 3, 2, 1. Jess, this is, you're going to be mad and you're going to understand. You're Steven Spielberg.
Oh, come on. Oh, I am mad.
Yeah. It's, do you know what I mean? So everyone knows who Steven Spielberg is, legendary director.
Yeah.
But
that was level 5 hard.
Because he has been on television, he has been in movies, but mostly he directs them. And the reason he is in the news at the moment, Jess, is because he reveals his biggest regret, his career regret, is the worldview that he has placed on sharks because of the Jaws films.
Yeah.
He's gone, I feel really bad. People are terrified more so than they should be of sharks, and also the culling of sharks across the world. He believes he's partially responsible.
I did read an article where a marine biologist was like, hey, Steven Spielberg, you're not that influential.
Oh, right.
it definitely, like, it didn't help, but it wasn't the main reason that, like, sharks
it's
are being
like the
hunted.
Classic boyfriend just dismissing his partner going, everything's fine. Nah, no one's thinking about it. You're fine. Just don't stress about it. There you go. So, yeah. If you got it, I would have been wickedly impressed.
That would have been very impressive.
Fantastic effort there nonetheless, because it was an absolute doozy.
I guess James Corden.
Every single week. It's so bizarre. Whistling the way home,
listening to sun. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
There are some emojis that you want to avoid using if you are in a work situation.
Right.
Because
so is this email or is this even texting a colleague?
I think email, text, any sort of digital correspondence.
Right.
The New York Times have released 4 emojis that you want to avoid, or maybe 4 emojis you want to use if you want to subtly take a dig at your coworker.
Now, I don't know. Like, man, we've been sending each other emails for years. But
yeah. You like to send me random emojis. Like, you'll put an emoji in that has nothing to do with
That's over text message.
Yeah.
Never in a work email would I ever put an emoji in.
Well, in work emails, especially like because we're on like Microsoft Outlook.
So you can do it on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. And you can do it on Microsoft Outlook. And so the smiling emoji to me always looks a little bit sarcastic. So I always do like the full like big smile emoji because it looks nicer.
So there's are you saying there's 4 emojis that are aggressive or passive aggressive?
Passive aggressive emojis. So one of them being the kind of slight smile because it's kind of implies the, yeah, great, which I try to avoid because I don't want anyone to think I'm being passive aggressive in my emails.
Your emails. Can I just give you a bit of email feedback?
Please.
Just no courtesy.
What do you mean?
Just so like, when do you want us? What time?
They're working.
There's chocolate crackles in the kitchen. There's just no emotion to it. It's so.
I said Merry Christmas after that chocolate crackle email.
Yeah, you put it with a full stop. What is this? The dictionary? A bit of fun with it, mate. Chuck a ha ha. LOL. A lol.
We're in a workplace environment. I don't want to sit there.
You're wearing a dress with sloth and candy canes on it. Don't talk to me about appropriate workplace environment behaviour, please.
Fair enough. Play on. Other emojis do you want to avoid?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
The thumbs up emoji, obviously.
Oh, just
is
a straight
the most
thumb.
Thumbs up emoji is seen as very passive aggressive. It's like, oh, yeah, great, cool.
See,
good on ya.
I text that to Tom from Tom Lingy and Loggy all the
Stop
time.
Stop doing that.
So it's like he'll ask me to do something and I'll just bang, there you go, done, sir.
Also, the eyeball emojis. Have you seen those?
I honestly couldn't say I've ever sent
the eyeball emojis. The eyeball emojis can be seen as a bit of a side eye or like an eye roll. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to do all the emojis that you're saying. Yep, okay. I understand that one.
The final one is the crying laughing emoji because it can be seen as a bit sarcastic.
It's like whatever they've said, you're like, so yeah, stupid come on. And dumb.
Okay, cool.
Ah, geez, that the thumbs up and the laughing, crying one, that's exclusively to what I send to anyone.
So go through your emails before you finish up for the year, and if anyone's sending you these four emojis, maybe just have it out. Hash it out with
them. If you want to get a message across, just send all those four emojis over and over and over again.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Yesterday we were speaking to the zookeeper for the gorillas at Werribee Open Range Zoo. Her name was Laura. When we were chatting to her, you were talking about how you kind of went against the curve when you were growing up because you're obsessed. You had a phase where you were just obsessed with gorillas.
Yes.
And that's I think that's fantastic. Everyone has those like weird things.
Yeah.
Like in my late 20s, I was am very obsessed with orangutans.
Yes.
You know that for a fact.
I had like to the point where my mum made me a birthday cake for my 8th birthday and it was a giant gorilla birthday cake.
And wasn't it based on Yukimi, like the gorilla at Open Range Zoo and wherever.
Yes, well, back when he was at Melbourne Zoo, Tim.
Full circle.
But yeah, a full circle moment for me yesterday. And I did mention during that chat, and you have just really clung on to this.
My jaw dropped.
That most girls didn't have a gorilla phase, would you believe it? Most girls in the late 90s, early 2000s went through a dolphin phase. And I don't know why the dolphin phase was such a big thing, but I really do have this like very vivid memory of most girls my age at that time. We could probably ask Log. Loggy would probably have gone through a dolphin phase, do you think?
I don't know. Loggy seems like she would have more gone through like a giant squid phase, personally. Hope you're not listening, Log.
She is listening. Give us a call, Log. Let us know.
But what I am interested in is that you're right. Like, my sister was obsessed with dolphins for a period. She's a little bit older than you, but... And I said to you, I was like, it's like they used to buy those little, I don't know what they were made out of. Maybe it was made out of like clay.
Yeah, and I think like it was a dolphin, ceramic.
Dolphin emerging from a wave.
Two or three dolphins
and
emerging
that, from you could waves. Just buy that from like a $5 shop and they would just be, that's it. And girls would love it.
My cousin Ashley, who's just a year older than me, we all went as like a family to Queensland one year, like when we were around that age, she was obsessed with dolphins.
Oh, God.
She wanted to go swimming with the dolphins so bad. And so she begged and begged my uncle to let her go swimming with the dolphins. And he didn't want to pay the $300.
Well, back then it was
that was a lot of money, right? And so...
Still is now, mate.
Yeah, I know. But like for the late 90s, like, come on. And so she like got really upset with him and didn't speak to him for like months. And then all
she
of a sudden...
She was denied her dolphin face.
Well, a few years later, when they went up again, she was in her teens, he actually paid for her to go swimming with the dolphins. It was a real full circle moment for it.
I just like how common that is.
Mm.
How many people I knew and how many girls that I think were in school. I'm sure there was probably some guys as well. Like, I hate to generalize, but for the most part, it was mostly girls into having a dolphin phase.
Even though I didn't go through a dolphin phase, I think I had dolphin door beads at one point. Like, you drew on door beads? Did you?
I personally never had door beads.
I had door beads. I'm fairly certain they had little dolphins
on
them.
Didn't you say there was like little earrings or a necklace?
Yeah, that had like turquoise.
Like a see through, like the body of the dolphin was like a see through.
It was
blue.
Like an opal.
Bring it back. I think we need to be having our dolphin face. Because there are dolphins across like the Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. Lucky, you might be very lucky if you see it in the bay. But yeah. I don't know. I really
maybe
like
you're
it.
Going through your dolphin phase still. And you know what? Power to you.
All new. All drive. All week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
And Instagram, Jess. It's a great social media app to maybe friends or family or people in life that want to follow you. It's a good way to be like, hey, here's a little bit of my life. Yeah. It's probably just the highlight, so it's not my full reality, but here's some of the fun bits going on in my day-to-day.
I use it as more like, here's a moment that I have captured that I want to remember.
Sure.
But it's less about other people for me.
Right.
I just put up what I want to remember.
So out of you and myself, neither of us are social media kings or queens.
No.
But you, compared to me, it's like the queen. And then, like, I don't know, a kid that walked past the castle once.
I would post more, yes.
Yeah. And you always say, Tim, you never post. Tim, you got to post more. And, like, people that we've worked for and, like, managers and PR people have been like, Tim, come on, you're in radio. You need to post more.
Give us more.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like me.
You'll take a photo and then, like, you'll post it 4 months later, like, out of context.
I just never take photos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that – I'm not actively going, no, I'm living in the moment. I think I'm living – like, whatever it is happening. No, it's not that I forget. I am just living in the moment, but I'm not choosing to because
– okay.
You know, it's like,
not an active thing.
Yeah, it's just – I'm not paying attention. I just don't take any photos. Now, you said that just before that I post so little that Instagram actually gives you a notification.
Yeah, it'll when be I like, hey, Tim Bolch has posted. Do you want to see it?
That's so great. I've done some Instagram analytics.
Oh,
because
hello.
I'm sick of the hate that's always coming my way. Now,
he's an influencer.
Well, pretty much by the maths that break it down, Jess. Now, I've looked at how many photos I've posted in the whole year up to the 21st of December 2022, from January 1st until now.
Okay.
I counted it.
How many?
There was before I get to the numbers, I'll self nominate. There was a period where three photos in a row I was wearing the same T-shirt, and I didn't realize I did that.
That was embarrassing. Yep. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was a bad one. And then there's
but okay. they were like weeks apart.
Yeah. And there is another three of a different, like a collared brown shirt that I have.
Great.
So I've just realized that right now. So there's two fouls on three photos of the same
your
shirt.
Your grid is not looking super aesthetic at this point.
And there's not like, you know how some people can do that thing? Like my wife can do that thing with her grid.
I can't do the aesthetic grid thing.
Looks like someone dropped Skittles in a drain and just went, that's it for me. How many photos do you think I've posted in 2022?
10?
Those are rookie numbers, Jess.
Really?
I have posted 21 photos to date.
21?
On Instagram this year.
Like, are we talking single posts or are we talking
like... Yeah, single posts. So, like, I'm not including, like, I posted the other day, like, five photos, but that's included. That's one on the grid. I've done some math.
Wow.
That is 1.75 posts per month.
Wow.
With still time to spare. And Jess, here's the number that's really going to go make everyone sit back and think, wow, Tim really is on the forefront of Instagram and social media interaction. He's an influencer. That works out on average that I post on Instagram, Jess, 0.00583 reoccurring percent.
Am I supposed to be impressed by these numbers?
Is it zero?
It is
technically,
a zero.
Technically, I'm posting once a day.
Right.
Ish.
Not really, though.
There is a couple of zeros before we get to a number, I agree. But I think you need to get off my back. Uh-huh. I am Instagram.
Okay. In that case...
Apologise.
What's our Instagram password for the Tim and Jess show? Don't say it on the air, obviously, but...
It's got 2018 in it.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Well, I'm sure there's an email somewhere that's got it on it. I don't know. I haven't got
my
part.
That's your responsibility now. You're the Instagram daddy. Your responsibility is to post on the Tim and Jess Instagram.
We're going into hibernation as of right now.
Good morning. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Good buddy. Good buddy. Tim and
Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.